After a month of war and the chaos and lawlessness that has followed the collapse of the Baghdad regime, Iraqi Christians took a moment to celebrate Easter today. Christian leaders said it was a bittersweet holiday, due in large part to fears of an uncertain future for their community. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kirkuk.
Little girls wore pastel Sunday dresses, and people handed out Easter eggs at Kirkuk's Sacred Heart Chaldean Church. Aside from the Arabic language and very Middle Eastern melodies, the Easter service here was similar to those celebrated at any other Catholic church around the world. And yet, members of the congregation at this recently constructed church made of red and white marble said it wasn't an entirely joyous holiday. Father Paul Raban said he had to cancel midnight mass last night for security reasons due to the lawlessness that's pervaded the countryside since the collapse of the Baghdad regime.
There is no stability or security. There is no means to transport people to the church and from the church. The reason was it's better to have the mass in the morning time. It's sure is better, more safety.
In his sermon today, Kirkuk's Catholic bishop made an appeal for peace. This was echoed during the service when the congregation prayed for recently departed relatives and friends, including one Christian family of five who were said to have been killed by American tanks as they tried to flee Baghdad 2 weeks ago at the height of the fighting. The roots of Christianity in Iraq predate Islam, going back to the 1st century AD. In fact, the Chaldean spoken by many of these Catholics is derived from the ancient language of Aramaic. Today, less than a million Christians remain in Iraq. Though greatly outnumbered by the country's Muslim majority, the small Christian community was allowed to worship freely by the Baghdad regime. Christians could also advance to high positions in the government and the military. In fact, one of Saddam Hussein's top deputies, Tariq Aziz, was a Chaldean Christian. Still, in recent years, the Baghdad government had been putting increasing pressure on Iraqi Christians with the incremental Islamization of Iraq's society. Since the Gulf War in 1991, church leaders estimate more than 250,000 Christians emigrated from the country. And now, with the future of Iraq increasingly uncertain, Father Raban fears instability in this overwhelmingly Muslim country could further threaten his dwindling flock.
Who will pay? The Christians who are here, they will pay, because they are beside the Muslim, and if the Muslim create problem, they will create for the Christian.
Despite these concerns, worshippers smiled and congratulated each other as they lined up in the crowded church to take communion. Among those gathered were two uniformed American soldiers. They were required by military regulations to keep weapons with them, even inside the church. Still, the men removed their battle armor and left their guns laying in the pews before walking up to the altar to take communion. Major Thomas Keyes of the 404th Civil Affairs Battalion said celebrating Easter in Iraq was a moving experience.
To be in the cradle of the earliest Christian communities is an opportunity that I may never get again and will always, you know, have with me. And I'd like to share that with my family and friends back home.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kirkuk, Iraq.